Good evening, Nani. We'd like to report from the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation and to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan. Without warning or provocation, Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All of the things that's right, once you stand tall and strong, all the things that's right, what good you will it do? It's kind of things we know, would you stand up for truth? All the truth turn away through, and then what if you saw? All of the things that's wrong, once you stand tall and strong, all the things that's right.
A message from the government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever, picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, state mind control, and all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind, so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret, so the public never seek to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get deer in every city. Now ask yourself, who's the one with the most to gain? 9/11 motherfuckers couldn't stand his name. Now even niggas waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed for more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still feed us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani, ask Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holla jail to the feet, follow. Wave the flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being ass crossed, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. Why my records always come the same? Keep it real, ain't no fillers, motherfucker blinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See you witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean shit to killers? Swear to God, we the ones, ain't no villain. Or any other world, they think to demonize the country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? You're talking loud but ain't nobody saying shit. And with the 4th Amendment gone, I got on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them bleed the 5th each and every section now. And while white stag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War's good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What you turn away to, and what if you fall?
the big idea, a new world order. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The President George Bush has talked time and time again about a new world order. And this is the best chance to begin to establish the new world order.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind: peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Out of these troubled times, our fifth objective, a new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The Council on Foreign Relations, known as the CFR, an organization publicly sworn to destroy American national sovereignty and usher in a tyrannical world police state, could not contain their glee on September 12th, the day after the tragic attack. They announced their new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
There it is, the CFR actually admitting that this crisis was helping them to bring in a new world order, global government. And how would they get that job done? You see, for decades, going back to Jimmy Carter and Brzezinski Brzezinski, the National Security Advisor, they had been breeding, creating these terrorist organizations, funding them, and training them to attack America. Brzezinski Brzezinski, co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller and other luminaries of the global system, actually bragged in his 1998 book, these criminals love to brag, The Grand Chessboard, of how America would be attacked by Afghan terrorists and how global government, a war for global government, would then take place in Central Asia. How it could be used to roll out national ID cards and a global police state here in the United States. All of this being planned back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. The relationship between the CIA and the Afghan freedom fighters, Mujahideen, even predates Ronald Reagan. The bonds that were forged there with the Central Intelligence Agency led to the creation of their super asset, Osama bin Laden, the rich Saudi Arabian sheikh whose family to this day builds all U.S. military bases in the Middle East, North Africa.
Think for yourself. Question authority. Question authority. Question authority. Throughout human history, as our species has faced the frightening, terrorizing fact that we do not know who we are or where we're going in this ocean of chaos, it's been the authorities, the political, the religious, the educational authorities who attempted to comfort us by giving us order, rules, regulations, forming their minds, their view of reality. To think for yourself, you must question authority and learn how to put yourself in a state of vulnerable, open-mindedness, chaotic, confused vulnerability to inform yourself.